holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
God made a promise, and He's going to hold Himself to it.
Be holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. Don't you dare change nothing. You just keep calling on Jesus. Calling on His name until you can't call on it no more. You hear me? That's what you do. You do that. You call on His name. When you feel resistance from the devil and people, you better call on the name of Jesus, because His name is the only name that can help you. His name is the only name that has any authority anywhere. Period, point blank. Now, we all have human authority on earth, but I'm telling you, sometimes you just need a God that will just override some of this human authority that we see around here. welcome to Be Holy. Go on over to podbean.com and download the broadcast, or grab the link and share the link. Like I tell you all the time, don't waste your hard drive space on me. Just share the link. Share it till you can't share it no more. You hear me? All right, listen, we're going to go on over to, Hebrews. We're going to go on over to Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6, we're going to talk about this. God made a promise, and you know what? He made a promise, and He's going to hold Himself to that promise. He took an oath. He's going to hold Himself to it. And it's one thing to hold, you know, have me hold you to an oath. That's one thing. But if you have God holding you to an oath, you will not get away. And if God is holding Himself to the oath, even God Himself won't get away from what He said. You understand what I'm telling you? It's good to have a God who's strong enough to hold Himself in place and not lie to us. That's what I mean when I say God don't lie. See, people lie. People will lie all the time. They will. You put them in a corner, I guarantee you squeeze them, they will lie. They will lie. They will lie. They will lie. But you know what? You can't squeeze God. You put God in a corner, He still tells the truth. He'll still tell you the truth. He'll still enlighten you. He'll still open your eyes. And listen, I want to say this too. When you feel like you have nowhere to go, you feel like you have nowhere to go, always go to God. Trust me, you'll be better off for doing so. Always go to Him. He can give you insight on how to get out of that corner, how to get out of whatever pinch you're in. Have God to tell you what you need to do. He does that kind of thing. God is not just for church. That's what I try to get people to understand. You have to be in a relationship with God. You have to use God daily. Daily. You know, most people only, our Father who art in heaven at church. No, talk to Him every morning. Matter of fact, when you're trying to get out of that pinch, go someplace and close the door. Go to your car or wherever, someplace that nobody's there but you and Him. And you tell Him everything. How you feel about it, even if you're wrong, be willing to follow what He says. But, you know, don't be scared to tell Him. Don't be afraid to talk to Him. That's the point of it. Don't be afraid to talk to Him. Most people don't even know how to talk to God, let alone ask Him anything. You know, you can ask, Lord, I need this. Lord, I need that. Please, Lord, can you do this? Please, Lord, can you do that? That's one thing. But when you walk into a situation, you say, wait a minute, I'll be right back. And then you go to that place and you go to that car, you go to that room or you go to that bathroom or that restroom or whatever. And you just start talking to God any best way you can. You just lay it all out there. You tell Him everything and then you wait and watch what He does. No, you don't have to wait in the bathroom. You don't have to wait in that room. What I'm saying is, once you tell him, go on about your business. Once you tell him everything, go on about your business. And be still, you know, keep your ears open. So just in case he decides to start telling you something while you're going on about your business, you can still hear him. And that's the key thing of it. You want to keep hearing him, and you want to keep talking to him. We talk to people all the time, and that's good. We need people. We got to talk to them. And that's great to talk to them. But sometimes we need to stop and talk to God. That's who we need to talk to. We need to talk to God, because he's the only one with all the answers. He's the one with all the power. You understand what I'm saying? You understand exactly. Yes, you. I know. Yeah. Yeah. I know it's early, maybe. But listen, we're going to go over to Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. We're going to start at, let's start at verse 13. God's promises bring hope. And that's what I want you to understand. God's promises bring hope. And another thing, and if you ever feel like you have something on your chest that you need to get off your chest, tell God. Don't call me. Tell God. Don't call me. You can listen. People call me all the time. But anyway, start talking to God about those things that really, really bother you. Talk to him. You'll see. He'll give you some insight. All right. Verse number 13. Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 13. For example, there was God's promise to Abraham. There was God's promise to Abraham. This is an example, right? Since there was no one greater to swear by, God took an oath in his own name. Let God reveal that to you, like I've been trying to tell you. There is none greater than him. He has all the answers. There's no other name but his that has all the power. Somebody say, all the power. You understand? For example, there was a promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for God to swear by, God took an oath in his own name. There was nobody greater than God. So God, you know, used his own name. He did it under his own name. So if God's name is going to hold somebody to something, if God holds somebody to something, that's strong. But if God holds himself to it, that's even stronger. Because who could control God but God? Only God can hold God, to his own words. You understand? Verse number 14. I will certainly bless you, and I will multiply your descendants beyond number. He told this to Abraham years before Jesus, years ago. Matter of fact, Abraham saw Jesus. Put that on for size. And so ask God to reveal that to you. Verse number 15. Then Abraham waited patiently. That's what we opened up with. You talk to God, and when God makes a promise, you sit there and you wait. You're waiting for an answer. You sit there and you wait. You tell him what's wrong. You sit there and you wait patiently, 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 patiently. Then Abraham patiently waited patiently. And he received what God had promised. He received what God had promised. God told him he was going to have a son. And so then Abraham goes, God's not moving fast enough. And so he goes and tries to have a son on his own. But God didn't tell him, you know, that you can do that on your own. That's your thing. You did that. But what I promise, I don't need your help with. Somebody say amen. Because God don't need our help in fulfilling his promise. His oath is unto his name. His name is guaranteeing the oath. God's name is guaranteeing what God has said to Abraham. And then Abraham waited patiently, and then Abraham received it. We, as people who trust this God who has all the power, you know, it's going to take a little time. It takes a little time, but we have to wait patiently on him. Wait, I say, on the Lord. That's what we need to do. Wait on him. That don't mean we do nothing till he gets there. We still wait for him. And in other words, we might have a plan, but we know how to cancel our plan and go after what he says, because he said it. We do not continue with our plan against what he says. We might have an order of service. You ever seen that in church? You have an order of service, and then at the bottom of the bulletin, it'll say something like, oh, but this is, we follow the order of God. So even though we might have this order of service written down, if God does something differently, we will stop the order of service and go with what God says. That's how we have to, you know, we have to walk in our own lives. We have to, we have our plans. We want to go to college. We want to do this. We want to do that. Start a business. We want to start a family. We want to be married. We want to do this. We want to do that. And it's good to want to do those things. But in the case of God showing up and having an alternate plan, or his plan comes, it's time for his plan to kick into our lives, let's be willing to do that. Let's be willing to follow him. Yeah, let's be willing to follow him. Because if we're willing to follow him in our own plans, we'll be willing to follow him in everything else. Listen, when you trust a person, you will follow them. If you trust them, you'll follow. And so if we really trust God, guess what we'll do? We will follow him. And so Abraham got the promise. God said it. He waited patiently. And then all of a sudden, he got it. Verse number 16. Now, when people take an oath, they call on someone greater than themselves to hold them to it. That's what people do. Watch what God does. And without any question, that oath is binding. Verse number 17. God also bound himself with an oath, so that those who received the promise could be perfectly sure that he would never change his mind. The promise is what? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost was the promise. He promised that we would have the Holy Ghost, that we would receive. The Holy Ghost would be made available to us. That's what he said. He made that promise. And then he kept it. But he held himself to it. And like I told you, have him reveal that to you. He held himself to it with his name. There's no one else above him. Period. Let's just say we don't know the name of God, right? Whatever that name is, he used it to bind himself. You get what I'm saying? I mean, you know, we can all say, always say God's name is Jesus Christ. We can say God's name is Jehovah. We can say all these Yahweh, we can see all these names, but we don't really know for real what God's name is. God would have to tell us what his name is, but we're using a translated, you know, translated version of whatever, of a translation of a translation of a translation. But we are trusting him to keep his promise, and all we want him to do is keep his promise according to our lives. And you know what else? We're out of time. Keep your head up and always hear God and follow him, because that is the only way.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be holy.